There we are. Take that look off your face. The sound of Marty Webb from Tell Me on a Sunday. One lady who's on the line, and I'm going to say probably knows every single word and phrase and syllable of that song, is Jodie Prenger. She brings Tell Me on a Sunday to the Cambridge Arts Theatre this week. Jodie, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Is that, I mean, when you sing songs like that as part of your job, is it still one you can sing in the shower or sing in the bath, or would you rather just leave that for when you go to work?
Do you know, that's a frightful thing, isn't it, with Andrew Lloyd Webber? I mean, he's not bad at what he does. But the thing is, they stick in your head forever.
They do.
Yeah, it will never, none of those songs will ever leave me, but that's a joy,
No, and they stand the test of time, though, don't they? A bit like the ABBA songs as well. They all stand the test of time.
Yeah, it's true. Mind you, we're both still going, so we're trying to stand up as well, so we'll get there.
Indeed, indeed. Now, you've played the role of Emma in this show before. I mean, it's basically a one-woman show, isn't it?
I know, nobody wants to work with me. It's frightful, really, isn't it? I think it's all my demands.
But that must really put the pressure on you, though, because that's it. You're on stage. If you're not on stage, nothing's happening.
Yeah, that's true. That's the one thing you are, and I openly admit I do get really nervous before I go out to do this show, but it's a triumph after you've come off, because you get like over 20 songs, and it's literally depicting her life and going through each sequence. So it's a challenge, but it's a thrill when you come off stage, and it's nice to have an audience.
Indeed.
We're back
indeed.
In the theatre, so yeah, no, that's good.
Indeed. For those who don't know the story of Tell Me on a Sunday, though, what's it about?
It's about, obviously, like you said, Emma, and it's her life tale of going away, working over in America, and the men she kind of comes across and how they treat her and how she gets back up. And it's that hopeless romantic, which I'm afraid I am. I hold my hands up. I am very much the same ilk. And it's her battle with life, and it's her story of her own little life, which is lovely.
And of course, in the past, as we said, it was played by Marty Webb and Sarah Brightman, who went on to become Mrs. Lloyd Webber, as I understand. And is that?
I'm not getting married to Andrew.
I was going to say, it's not in your contract, then.
It's not a shock announcement. It's not my contract.
But those, when you hear those songs, and like we did, especially with the Marty Webb version, you hear it all the time on the radio. Is it hard to make it your own, or do you find it easy to take a song like that and put your own spin on it?
Nice to kind of give, you know, to do kind of so many different versions, and the version we're doing right now, what Andrew and Don have decided, it's the definitive version, because obviously it's been song and dance, it was updated when Denise Van Elton did it, and it's lovely, they've actually kind of, they've added another letter, a letter home in it for me, which is lovely. So I think every character that plays Emma stands on her own, and it makes it kind of its own show. So it's nice to have a show that can adapt to each and every single, you know, individual. And I just hope I do it justice, you know. Well,
I mean, you're no stranger to the high class stage. You work for the National Theatre. You've done A Taste of Honey. You've done Oliver, One Man, Two Governors, Annie, Abigail's Party, Calamity Jane. What brought you back to this role? Other than, you know, I know every actor and actress needs to work nowadays. What brought you back to the role?
It's the music. Undisputedly the music. And I think, you know, when it came to the table, and I literally sat there and I thought of all the songs that I sang last time we went out on tour. I was like, do you know, I'd love to. And then I heard the team that were on it. You know, it was all the same team before, brilliant director Paul Foster and Cathy Jay's with music, and, you know, Jamie Wilson, the production company, are brilliant. So it was all, it all fit into place, you know, for me, and it was a can't-say-no kind of moment.
Indeed, and you said that. I mean, it may be you on the stage, but you said that the director and everybody else around you, you are so reliant on everybody else on a performance like this, aren't you?
Look, anything we do, and the same with you, I know you're just talking on the radio, but it always takes a team to make something, doesn't it?
It
I never
does.
Like to take all the accolade, because it is a massive group effort, it really is.
Indeed. And the thing I like about this is, and I hope you got the memo, because according to this, you're doing a post-show chat afterwards. So you've got that's great for you to actually come out and sit with the audience. What's the idea behind that?
It's lovely to kind of sing a few more songs in my career and then just to have a chat, like a Q&A with the audience. And it's, for me, it was very cathartic in the fact that you know, we're back at theatre, and it's not often you kind of get to sit and chat with an audience. Mm. You know, it's that yes. thing of you do the show, you go home, and you order your taxi, and that's it. But it's really lovely.
Sounds amazing. There's performances at 7:30 each evening, Thursday through to Saturday. There's matinees as well on Thursday and Saturday. Do you do a routine to keep your voice up? Because that, yeah, you're belting out the songs.
I just drink a lot of gin, really. No. Do you know, that's a sad thing when I do this show. I don't touch it. You just can't. It's the hardest thing to do, but I have to stay quiet. Mm. So people always realise when I do this show, I don't kind of phone up for 5 hours, you know, chatting away on the phone. So I think they quite enjoy the break, to be honest.
Yeah, and presumably you know, as you're touring with this, so you quite enjoy the downtime between venues as well, just to let the voice recover a bit.
Yeah, well, we're actually filming as well, so I've got three jobs.
Oh, crikey.
At the minute. So we're actually filming a new TV series, a new crime drama, and then obviously doing this, and then we're actually on a writing project. But it's good. Listen, if it's not there, I'd be crying, but the work's there, so I'm very grateful, very grateful.
It's just lovely to have you back. And as you say, lovely to have the crowds back, the audiences back, and live theatre back. So there we are, Jodie Prenger, Tell Me on a Sunday. It's on Thursday through to Saturday, 7:30 in the evening. Performances at 2:30 on Thursday and Saturday. Tickets are priced £20 to £35, and that includes a £3 per ticket booking fee, and you can get that through CambridgeArtsTheatre.com. I'll let you go and deal with your barking dogs. Jodie, it's been a joy. It's been an absolute joy to meet you.
It's just good. The cockerels haven't started, and when ducks go, well, there you go, it all goes to pot.
Oh dear, never mind. It's been lovely to talk to you, Jodie. Thanks for coming on today.
You too. Have a lovely day. Bye bye. Bye bye.